coal-fired electricity generation climbed this year in the U.S. for the first time since the Obama administration, spurred by spiking natural gas prices, which began climbing in April. Valerie Richardson, reporter at the Washington Times, says it's a setback for President Biden's climate agenda. Valerie, what do we have?
Yeah, what you have is a situation where natural gas has been taking over for coal for, you know, almost probably 20 years now in terms of power plant production, which is electricity. And so increasingly, natural gas fuels power plants, takes the place of coal, and the result has been that emissions go down because natural gas burns a lot more cleanly than does coal. The United States leads the world in reducing greenhouse gas emissions, and since 2005, the numbers have gone down, including a 27% reduction since 2005 in power plant emissions. Well, that's the good news. The problem is that natural gas prices now are surging. They're going through the roof, and the result is that the utilities are going back to coal, and what we sort of suspected was borne out when the U.S. Energy Information Administration came out and said that they expect this year to see a 22% spike in the use of coal in electricity production over last year. This is the first year-to-year increase we've seen since 2014.
Wow!
And they say the reason is basically the natural gas prices. And so then it becomes, well, what's causing natural gas to go up? And the Biden administration is taking some heat for that.
Yeah. All right. So as you said in the story, it's a possible sign that President Biden's drilling crackdown may be backfiring. Explain that.
Yeah. As we know, he came right out of the chute and with his climate agenda. And, you know, it was sent a very strong signal that we are going to, you know, start phasing out fossil fuels in general, including natural gas, oil, coal. Coal's been being phased out for years, but he was focusing now on natural gas and oil production in public lands. And the result there is that what we've seen is because of the signals he's been sending with his freeze on new drilling on public lands, his decision to cancel the Keystone XL pipeline, you know, the steps he's taken to sort of, you know, talk the walk here on his policies, investment has been going down. Investors are sort of reading the tea leaves and saying, okay, if the United States is going to start moving away from fossil fuels, we're not going to invest in this.
Yeah.
And so even though natural gas prices are really high right now, you don't see the market reacting with a whole lot more drilling because they're sort of like, well, you know, if this is going to be phased out, do we really want to invest in this? There's that side. The other side being that a lot of the investors are now subscribed to what they call ESG policies, environment and sustainability and governance. And what they do, what that means is that they try to avoid investing in, you know, in fossil fuels because they see them as being, you know, bad for climate change.
Wow.
So those policies combined, sort of the signals being sent by the Biden administration, as well as, you know, the reduced investment over ESG policies, means that natural gas prices, they expect them to stay high for a while now.
We're speaking with Valerie Richardson, national reporter at the Washington Times. Her piece is called Climate Backfire, Coal-Fired Power Jumps as Natural Gas Prices Soar. So it's a little behind the scenes-ish, but generally speaking, when natural gas prices spike, a power company says, hey, order us more coal.
To keep
prices stable for consumers? Is that what happens?
Exactly. They turn to coal. The utilities and the states where they operate will start saying, okay, these prices are too high. We're going to go to the coal-fired plants. Now, coal-fired plants, they have been being decommissioned for years.
Yeah.
They're about 30% of coal generation capacity has been retired since 2010. So you're never going to get a situation where coal is going to, you know, let's say power 100% of the grid. But if it powers more, which it is right now, then you're going to see more emissions.
Thanks, Valerie. Valerie Richardson, reporter at the Washington Times.